is God. God is good.
Amen.
This is the very best place on the whole wide world to be. It really is. It's the house of the Lord. And there's a lot of places I could be, that you could be. I was noticing coming, Brother George, to church today, people out weed eating. Sea boats go by, four wheelers loaded up going by, going to the lakes and the streams, going to fish, going out into things in the world. But I'm telling you what, I told Mary, I said, coming, Brother Jason, coming to church, I said, the scripture says they walk on in darkness, not knowing where they're going. They don't realize they're headed to hell, that they're really lost. They don't realize that. They don't know it. They're blinded by sin, blinded and walking on in darkness and no light.
Yes.
Jack Cole told one time on one of the CDs he preached back in the 40s, he said a man boarded a train and said he got on there and laid back and got his newspaper. Said he just read the newspaper all the way till the train stopped. When he got up, the doors open and everything, he said, this ain't where I was supposed to win. He said, I was supposed to go the other direction. What happened here? They said, you got on the wrong train, buddy. You was heading the wrong way. You should have got on the other one and went the other way.
Yeah.
It'll be too late one of these days when the doors open, when life is over, and you realized you was on the wrong road. You was headed the wrong direction. Can you say, God, I want to make sure in my own heart that I'm headed right, dear Lord, and living right. Hallelujah. I want to make heaven my home. I've come too far now to let the devil trip me up. Hallelujah. Get me discouraged. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, help us today. I pray, God, to make sure, to make our calling and election sure. Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name.
Psalms 122, you could probably quote it. 122 and verse 1. The psalmist David said, I was... Can you tell me the next word?
Glad.
When they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to ask you today, who is the they? Who were the they? Hallelujah. Listen, whoever they were excited and they had a desire and they were stirred and they influenced David. Hallelujah. David saw something in their face. He saw something, an excitement in their eyes. He saw their desire. He felt what they felt. And David said, when they came by my way and says, let us go to church, he said, it excited me and I wanted to go with them. Hallelujah. Who's the they? Can we be the they? Hallelujah. To our family and to our neighbors and to our friends. When we said, I tell you, the best place to go to is the house of the Lord. And I can't hardly wait to get there. I want to praise and to worship my Maker and my Creator. I want to ask us, where is the desire? Where is the vision, glory? Where's the hunger and the thirst for God, and to feel His touch and to have His blessing? There's nothing in the world like God's anointing. His presence is His anointing. Hallelujah. You can't feel this out in the world, but I'm telling you, we got a church. When we come together and to worship the Lord, something comes down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Glory to God.
David was a saying, you're all's desire to go to church has stirred something up in me, and I want to go with you. It ain't a drudgery, Brother Jason. No, it's a desire down deep in my heart to go to God's house. Woo.
Yeah.
I want to go with you. Let's go worship the Lord and praise Him. Let's go give Him a thanksgiving offering. They said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Look at the phrase, let us. Look at the unified effort and the unity and the desire to worship and love God together. Hallelujah. Come on and go with me. Come on and get in this thing with me. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and go to heaven together.
Hallelujah. Amen. Right.
I've been in a heavy burden for 2 days. Heavy, crushing. I told Mary, Brother Jason, coming to the house of God today, I said, I wonder how the prophets of old felt. I wonder how Jeremiah and Isaiah and the different prophets of old, when they cried out to the lost generation that they was in, trying to turn them to God, trying to get them closer to the Lord and get ready. Oh, Lord God. I want to ask you, every one of us today, what is your greatest desire? And what is your biggest longing?
Yes.
Where do you find the answer to all of life's problems?
Blessed be God.
Where?
Right.
Where?
Come on,
where do you go for help? Who do you run to in time of trouble? Who do you depend on and take all of your burdens and cares to? What is your main goal and your aim in life? What was it Jesus began to expound and tell them the way to heaven and to serve God? Hallelujah. Many of them said it's too hard. We don't understand. It's a hard way. Hallelujah. Many of them turned and went back and walked with him no more. I'm talking about a great multitude. Give me the good path, Lord. Give me the holy way, Lord. Give me this good way, Lord. And Jesus turned to his immediate 12. He said, will you also go away? And Simon Peter spoke up. He said, Lord, he said, to whom should we go? Oh, you have the words of eternal life. Nobody can love me like Jesus. Nobody can care for my soul like the Lord. I can't go to anybody else. Unless a wife can only understand you and a husband can only understand you. But I tell you, it's some things, but God knows you. He knows your down sitting. He knows your uprising. And he understands your thoughts afar off. He knows when you cry. He sees the tears in your eye. He knows when you're hurting. He knows when you're confused. He knows when you're troubled. He knows when you're burdened. Who can I take my burden to? Who can I take my problems to? But nobody but Jesus. And that's the reason we got a house of God. That's the reason we got a church of the living God. And I bring our cares unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Oh God. To whom can I go? My blessed pastor, I got all 100,000% confidence in you. I know the burden you carry, and I know you pray. But all he can only do so much for the sheep.
That's right. Come on.
The rest of it's up to us.
Right.
Hallelujah. I know you've been back there and you've cried, you wept tears, you've cried to God to help us. Help the church, Lord. Help my people, Lord. I want them to gather. I want them to pull together and to come together, Lord. No, I don't want to lose a one. Come on. I don't want to lose one. I don't want to see my one sheep drift away. I don't want to lose one lamb. Oh Lord, the devil's a playing for keeps. He's attempting and trying, hallelujah, in every way that he can, to discourage you, to keep you out of church. He's a liar and a potter of lies. Anyway, oh God, I'm just glad Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He's the way to heaven. He's my strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Can you honestly say,
come on.
I told the Lord, Brother Jason, I said, God, I feel like the people think I preach too hard. I said, would you break me in front of them? Break me in front of them. And love through me.
Come on, bro.
And warn through me. Cry through me, Jesus.
Bless you.
Reach, exhort, draw through me. Oh, Lord, break me in front of the congregation that they'll know my heart is the heart of Jesus.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
And Lord, can you honestly say with all of your heart, nothing in reservation, I want God. I desire Him more than anything in this world. I desire the love of Jesus. The whole world could hurt you. The whole world could hate you. But as long as Jesus loves you, you can make it. Raise your hand. If I've got Jesus, that's all that matters to me, Brother Jason. If I'm a pleaser of the Lord and loving Him, that's all that matters.
That's right. All that matters.
He's number one. Can you say today, He is my number one? He is my all in all. I want His Spirit, and I want His power, and I want His presence. Hallelujah, I want that eternal life. Where can I find God, preacher? Where can I find the Lord, teacher? I know. Hallelujah. I realize that you can find Him in your home if you really, really, really pray and read His Word and seek Him. But how many takes the time to do that? How many? Glory to God. How many waits till you get to the house of God? How many waits till you get to church to be serious with the Lord? I'm telling you, this thing works 24/7, 7 days a week, and I'm going to have to have Him, hallelujah, in my home and in my life. Hallelujah. It's more than a lot of people think it is.
Right. Amen.
I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, every day that I live. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I can't even take another breath without Him. I need His mercy. I need His grace. I'm in this thing to win. And the Lord put me in a race a long time ago. And I'm not going to slow up now. I'm not going to get my eyes off of God now. Oh,
amen.
Raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm in this thing to win. Not to quit, not to back up, not to slack up. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Blessed should be God. Hallelujah.
Ah, we praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
I know. I know that you can find God in your home. How many takes the time to do it? How many people are faithful and committed daily?
Yes.
In taking and making time with the Lord in His presence in your home.
Yeah. There it is.
Have you got an altar in your home?
Taking time.
Have you got a certain dedicated place that you meet with God and call upon Him?
Oh, Jesus.
God bless you. Come on, brother.
God cried through Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart.
All of your heart.
I want Him. I want Him. We're living in a time right now. Listen, we're going to have Him every day and every night. Holy Lord. Stay with me a little while. Break me, Jesus, in front of these people. Believe through me, Lord.
Lord. I have your way, Lord.
Oh, yes.
You are precious. The devil hates you for living.
He does.
He's out to stop you, discourage you, torment you. And if he knows that there's a certain button that he can push on you, He'll push it every time.
Right.
He'll push it. He knows what aggravates us. He knows what tips us. He knows what gets our attention. We live in a world full of distraction. We live in a world out of eye glance all around us. There's evil and sin of all entertainment and pleasures in this world all around us. And that's the reason the Holy Ghost said to run with patience the race that is set before you. Hallelujah. Cast off the weights and the sins and run. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Oh, God, have mercy.
The Lord sees and He knows the danger when we are alone at home. Y'all listen.
Yes, come on.
He knows the danger when we're at home alone and away from God's house.
Hallelujah.
He knows there are many distractions. Brother Jason, He knows there's many other things. Say with me, other things.
Other things.
He knows there's other interests.
Come on.
He knows there's entertainments and things to do. We become lax and laid back spiritually. And this is the whole reason that God instituted the church, the house of God, the Lord's house of prayer, a house of bread where you can come and be fed and be led and be inspired and be strengthened. Where do I get my strength, preacher, teacher? I get it from the Lord. Well, where is the Lord? He lives in my brothers and my sisters, blood bond. Hallelujah, that has a spirit on the inside. And when we come together and we sing and worship, I draw strength from you and you draw strength from me. I confide Jesus in you, dear brother and dear sister. I was glad when they said, I'm going to give us the day, Lord. I give us them, Lord, that's got a desire.
Amen.
I can draw strength from you. I can draw strength from you. I can make it. I can go on. I can fight another battle. I can make it another day. But we need one another. We need the unity. We need to work together. Come worship together. Raise your little hand. Heavenly Father, move today. God, I pray. Oh, Lord, we need you. It is so easy to slip and slide back in this cold, dark hour.
Yeah,
it's so easy to forget the Lord.
Yes.
Right. Come on.
This is the reason you need His touch and you need His presence. You must be where the Spirit of God is to be encouraged and lifted up in your soul and energized that you can stand on your own two feet when you leave the house of God. This is the reason we need our church. When you miss, you stay out, you get weak.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Holy. And the world will pull on you.
Yeah.
You start missing services, losing your desire for the house of the Lord. Your fire will go out.
Right.
You'll grow cold.
Right.
Oh. One preacher, I heard him tell the story. He said, I had one of my members, a dear brother, he got discouraged. He started staying at home. Devil battling battle, mind battles. Started staying home and missing church.
Nice.
Missed more and more church. He was in the cold dead of winter. Big snow on. So the Lord woke him up and told him, he said, go down to brother so-and-so's house and go down there and talk to him. went down there and knocked on the door that wanted it backed up on God, drawn cold and everything. He let the preacher in. The preacher didn't even say a word. He walked over to the fireplace. The man had fire, a fire deal, but his coal was there. He took the tongs and reached down into one of those embers and got a piece of coal that was glowing red, and he brought it out and he laid it down on the hearth like that. And he walked over like that and pointed to the man and pointed down at the coal. He said, "Watch it, son. Watch it, brother. Watch it." He said, "I know. Why? You didn't have to tell me anything." He said, "I know why you did that. I've been getting cold and losing my fire. If you get away from the fire, you're going to get cold and your fire will go out. I'd rather stay, hallelujah, where they heat and the fires are burning. Raise your little head. I want to stay with my brothers and my sisters. Brother Jason, I need your anointing. I need your spirit. I need your courage. I need the word of God. And if I get away from it, I will be like that coal of fire. I will get cold."
Amen.
You must be where the Spirit of God's moving.
Jesus.
Come on now. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy.
I'm here to declare to you today. There is no such thing as being idle. Listen, you're either going forward or you're going backward.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Brother Jesse can come over here with his little pinky, the little one right here. He could walk up to me. If I'm idle, that means I'm not going forward. When I'm going forward, I'm stabilized. There's an inertia about me that I'm going forward like this. He could try to push me, and I could bend and go on. I could be hit, and I could go on.
Come on, brother.
Could pull on me, but yet I'm going forward. But I'm telling you, we're living in a time that people are laxed. And when I get idle, that means I'm not going forward. There's nothing inside of me motivating me, my desire. He can walk right over here with one little tiny pinky and lay it right here and push me off of my feet, and I'm down and out.
All right,
come on, you're either in this thing and you're going, or you're going to go backwards.
Amen.
Right.
Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Children, I don't like to teach like this. Honest to goodness, I'd rather come and preach heaven and have every one of us on our feet and worshiping God.
Come on,
but God tore my heart in half yesterday. Holy. If we don't stay true, and we don't rededicate and recommit and say, "Lord, put me back where I need to be in my heart, God. Put it back in me." This is the reason you need your church, and to be where the Spirit of God is moving and touching hearts in the music. And in the song and in the singing.
My Lord and my God.
Come on, singer. Come on. Don't you dare quit singing now. Come on, musician, play with all of your might. Come on, preacher, preach. Come on, prayer warrior, pray. Come on, singer, it's time to sing. Haply if we might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us. Raise your little hand. I want Jesus. I want his touch. I want his spirit. I don't want to lose my soul. I don't want the devil to take away my praise and my worship. I'm a dead man. I said, I'm a dead man if I lose this. If I lose that vision, and if I lose that desire, I'm a goner. I said, I'm a dead man without the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh,
Lord, my Holy God. Hey, Lord. Lord, every one of us we need. The Lord to touch us and to revive us, God. Keep us on fire.
Amen.
Glory, glory to the name of the Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus, Father. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Jesus, come on, brother.
Help him, Lord.
Glory to God. Bless him.
Give all diligence and add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, they'll make you that you will not be barren,
man,
and empty,
right,
in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I'm telling you, you can get in a place that you'll lose that first love. You'll lose that experience that you once had. You'll lose that desire and that moving of the Spirit of God. He that addeth unto these things, the Bible said the Lord will open up a door into the kingdom of God abundantly for you. But if you're blind, you begin to forget how you felt, and you don't even know how it feels to have the victory.
Amen. Come on,
we're right.
Glory to God.
Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Have mercy.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
God.
You need this every now and then to stir you.
Stir you up.
To stir you. Let you see yourself.
Praise God.
My wife and I both fasted and prayed. I'm not bragging on that, but if we didn't have a weekly commitment of this, it would be easy to draw cold and lose that feeling.
Right. Yes. Right.
Oh, Lord. Listen, I've got to finish this. That's the reason I wanted Brother Jason to let me up here.
Come on.
The book of Hebrews. Are you with me?
Yes.
Stay with me, kids. Do you know why the Holy Ghost inspired the book of Hebrews to be written? It was a warning from start to finish to the Jews who had been converted, had been. They heard the gospel and they came to Christ and believed and were saved, were born again. But God saw them slipping
right
back into the old ways of Judaism under the law. They were drifting away from Jesus and the atoning blood and his sacrifice, drifting away from it. They were beginning to listen to false teachers trying to pull them back to a dead system. Oh God, it is the same today. You got people and you got ministers that will tell you you don't have to live that holy, blood-bought, sanctified way. Come back and join us. Come on into an easier way. You don't have to live it that strict. God saw his people listening to seducing spirits of the devil, and they were falling from God's grace and going back. Listen, they were going back under the rituals of a dead religion, of man-made laws and tradition. I'm telling you, you got churches all over the world that think they're on their way to heaven, but it is a dead religion. I'm glad Jesus one day got a hold of my heart. Hallelujah. With old time Holy Ghost conviction, I saw my need. I saw my soul going into hell. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be lost. Would you save me? And the Spirit of God, I got a hold of my heart. And he delivered me from my sins. He washed me in his blood. I'm telling you, nothing else will do. Hallelujah. And I believe in the second work of grace, and that is sanctification of the Spirit of God. When Jesus saves you, he wants to sanctify you and draw you out completely out of the world and out of the carnality and out of the old flesh. fleshly desires, and to clean you up in your mind and in your body and in your spirit. Yes, we need sanctified. Raise another hand. I want God to pull it all out of me, Lord. I pull all of that world out of me. I pull everything God has.
Yes.
Come on,
brother.
Bless
him. Yes.
You're doing good.
Pull her out.
Come on.
We're so attached. We're so attached to this, attached to that. We're occupied. We're distracted.
Come on.
We've got our idols. We've got our gadgets, and we have forgotten God.
Right. Amen.
Come on. That's the truth.
Come on, brother.
We don't pray like we used to pray.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I went to a church of God. God opened my eyes up to the Holy Ghost. I said, I want him. I want it. I want it. I want it. I prayed for months. And during those months of time, God showed me what to give up.
Come on.
Lay it aside. Quit it, son. Quit it.
Right.
I told Brother George, I was on the phone with him just the other day. We was talking. And I said, it's amazing how God will deal with us one on one. He'll deal with us through the preacher when God lays a message on his heart to preach us the truth, to help us be sanctified. I tell you, God will work on you individually one on one. And I told Brother George, I said, I was a seeking God with everything that I had. I'd go up in the top of the hill and pray and say, God, I want him. God, I want the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. I'd pray in the floorboard of my car begging God. I said, Lord, I'll show you I mean business. In the street, in clothes, dress clothes, knit clothes like this, crawled right down in the dust and the dirt in the floorboard. I said, I want you, Jesus. I know that I'm saved. I know I feel the love of God in my heart. But I want the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the Lord come by and gave me a dream. Listen, and in that dream I saw a broom. I wish I had a broom. That's all right. I saw a broom standing on its bristles, just standing straight. Right up in the air, and right down the handle, big black letters, I said, Holy Ghost. And God woke me up right at the end of it and said, son, there's some things in your life.
Bless him, Lord.
There's some things in your life you need to sweep out. I get rid of it. I sweep it out of your heart. I sweep it out of your mind. I clean up your drawers in the house. I get rid of the world. Everything that looks like the world and smells like the world and sounds like the world, I get it out. I said, sweep it out. And when I did, I the Lord done a hold of my heart. I had this hand down and this one raised up, and they was a song singing, a Holy Ghost filled song. And I felt the Holy Ghost at the top of my head. It felt like warm honey, and it went all the way down to the bottom of my feet. I tell you, when you get your vessel clean and get it emptied out, you're a thin vessel under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
brother. Woo! Raise your hand and praise him.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Come on. I know your testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Lord. I got rid of that old TV. That one-eyed devil pulled his tail out of the wall. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing but the lust and fornication and adultery and cursing and violence. That's all you see.
Come on.
When you can entertain adultery and fill your eyes with that garbage in that field, hallelujah, it'll take the Spirit of God out of you. I tell you, I felt him at the top of my head. It went all the way down, Brother Jason, and I felt myself going backward. And Sister Lula, I tell you, it felt like it took 5 minutes to hit the floor. God took me into another realm. I went back. I was going back and back and back and back and back. It felt so good. And when I landed, my head went back under the seat, and I began to speak in a heavenly language of the Holy Ghost. And God filled me. Raise your little hand and say, oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you, God, right now more than ever. I need you in my home. I tell him, hallelujah, today. I need you in my home. I need you in my heart. And I need you in my mind.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Thank God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Touch him, Jesus. Bless him. Remember what I told you. Let us.
Let us.
One preacher got up. He said, I'm going to preach on lettuce.
Lettuce.
And everybody looked. He said, that's right. He said, I'm going to preach on lettuce. Now, everybody's looking at one another. We're going to have a spiritual garden salad. Lettuce. Let us.
Oh, God.
So why do we need a church? Why do I need him? Why do I need a shepherd? Why do I need you singers? Why do I need your testimony? Why do I need your commitment and your prayers? Come on now.
Yes.
Wow.
And having an high priest, Hebrews 10:21. Listen. And having an high priest over the house, where? Over the house of God. Let us. The writer, Paul. Most people, commentators, believe Paul had wrote Hebrews. Let us. I'll go with you, Paul's saying. Let us draw near with a true heart. Say true heart with me.
True heart.
In full assurance of faith. No time to doubt now. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience through the blood of Jesus. And our bodies washed with pure water. That's the process of sanctification. Notice, let us. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. How many knows we can inspire one another?
Amen.
We can encourage one another. My love for God can stir up your love for Jesus. Not forsaking the assembling, of ourselves together as the manner of some is. What are you saying to us, Paul, by the Holy Ghost? As the manner of some is. In other words, they are beginning to slip. Some are letting up coming to the house of God. They're skipping services. They come when they want to. They come when they feel like it. And when they don't, they'll stay at home. There's something wrong. Hallelujah. They are losing their desire to come to church and to assemble with their brothers and sisters and to pray and worship together. Speak to us today, Holy Ghost. Do you hear the call of God? Do you hear the Spirit of calling and a warning us? I hear him in the word. In the words, let us, God. Come on, I feel the Lord in the house. Come on, Brother Jason. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go and praise him. Let us go. Let us go and edify one another and encourage one another. Let us go. Raise your hand. We're in this thing together. And we fight together. And we stand together.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have your way.
Oh, God.
Listen. Listen close.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Don't let it go. Come on now. I'm speaking to somebody here today, and I know what I am.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
You better not let your faith go.
Amen.
And your determination. Don't get weak. You better not slip. You better hold on to it. How can I do it, preacher, teacher? You better stay in church and stay committed. You better remain faithful to God. You need and you must have fellowship with your brothers and your sisters.
Yes.
You need the preaching of God's word.
Amen.
If you let up on your church attendance, you will drift and you will get cold.
You will
slip from your steadfastness, and this world will get you and win you back.
Right.
Amen.
Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, There remaineth no more a sacrifice for sins. What are you saying, O Lord? The Holy Ghost is a saying to us today, the choice is yours, and you will decide, and you will make a decision every day whether you're going to serve God and be faithful to Him or not, regardless of what the devils are telling you.
Amen.
You're right.
Regardless of your trials.
Regardless.
You've got a decision to make every day. Will I stay true to God?
That's right.
Will I do what He's wanting me to do? Will I obey Him?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Listen, every one of us need prayers, and we need the fellowship and the love of one another.
Oh, yes.
We need our pastor, our shepherd, and the Word of God. Brother Jason, love you.
Love you.
And if you're not here to hear it, if you're not here to hear His heart from God's heart, you cannot be fed, and you cannot be led.
Right.
And you will get cold and indifferent, and it won't be long after that you'll be gone.
You're telling it right.
You'll be gone.
Right.
I'm going to close it. Get ready to close right here. Oh, Apostle Paul, why did you write the book of Hebrews? He will tell you, I wrote it to warn every Christian and every young convert. You better stay with Jesus. You better stay with your Lord and High Priest. Stay under His blood. Stay committed. This old world and the devil is pulling. He's pulling and He's calling. And you can't afford to slip now.
Oh God.
If you slide away from God now, you'll fall from grace. And you might not get back.
Right.
Come on.
You might not get back.
Come on.
My God.
It's a solemn time. Judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be? Of them that obey not the gospel.
Right.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh.
A fearful looking for of judgment.
Oh, you need a God.
And fire. What you did have, if you still got it. If you still had it.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah.
Listen. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore we ought. A strong Greek word right here. We ought. It says we must. It's a matter of life and death. We ought to give the more earnest heed. Look at the words. More earnest heed. To be extremely serious in our mind. Sober in our mind. To the things which we have heard. Lest at any time we should let them slip. That word slip, would you stand? I'd like everybody to stand in the house.
Yeah.
Everybody stand.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God. Hallelujah.
Lest at any time we should let them
slip.
Slip.
Let it slip.
Slip. The word slip means to slide out of place.
Out of place.
Look at this oil. It typifies the Spirit of God. We can be so careless. Mm-hmm. And we can handle the things of God and not be serious.
Yeah.
Come on now. God will deal and He'll draw. He wants you to keep the oil. He wants you to keep burning. Unless you've got that oil, you ain't going to burn. Unless you've got the oil of joy, you got that anointing. Come on. I feel like there's some people right on the edge right here.
Oh.
And I ain't lying. I know what God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on the very edge. And you're getting ready to slip. And you're going to fall. And you'll wish 1,000 times. You'll wish 1,000,000 times that you'd have stayed committed unto the Lord.
Come on.
Come on. I can tell you people out there right now. There's a sister that I know and a brother that I know years ago in 24th Street Church. A sister sung right in that choir. The devil battled her with physical conditions. Mary can tell you. I know her name, full name. She said, I will be here to church and I will not miss coming to God's house. She said, I will be there every service if I have to crawl.
Come on.
Had afflictions. Oh God. I can tell you a man right now, his wife was a sinner, He got a real true born again experience, and God saved and delivered him from alcohol. He was in a bar and they took a knife and cut through 2/3 of his liver. And prayers went up day and night for this man. I know his full name. He lives now down in North Carolina.
God.
He said, I will be at church. He said, if I have to walk. And he lived way over in a high, over across the Ashland Bridge and way down in Haverhill. He said, I will never miss the house of God. Can I tell you, both that sister and that man that said, I'll never give up God. And they had an experience. And that man, God gave him a gift to pray for people around the altar. His hands were huge. And he would lay his hands on people, and God would touch them and heal them. Where is he today? He's outside. He's out of church. Where is that woman today? A million miles away from God. I've been telling you, you don't go out overnight. It's a little bit, an inch at a time, a service at a time, and one little bit at a time, and you will lose out.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Come on.
Oh, God. Okay, Brother Jason, I'm sorry, man.
You're doing good, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
Slip, I'm going
to give you this. To slide away from one's grasp.
Mm.
Come over here, Brother Jason. Get a hold of my arm right here.
Yes.
I can slide.
Yeah.
And after a long time, he'll beg me. He'll preach.
Come on.
He'll pray for me.
Yes.
Because you love me, don't you?
Yes.
You love me.
Yes.
I'm an eternal soul. But after a while, when I keep wanting to have my way,
come on, come on.
And I keep a slipping,
yes.
There'll come a time the Lord said, I tried.
Yes.
I tried and I slipped, yes. And I go away from
slip
God.
Away. Away.
God, John, 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 John. To slip away from one's grasp. Come on, raise your hand and say, Jesus, get a hold of me. Get a hold of me, Lord. Wrap your arm around me, Lord. Don't let me go. Listen, to slip away from one's grasp, to decline gradually from a standard, from a standard. It's a downward movement. To slip is an act of declining and sliding away from what is right and what is true. How shall we escape if we neglect a so great salvation?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Anybody in this house want to pray?
Come on.
This is a matter of life and death. Come on, Jesus is alive. Oh, God, oh, glory, glory, glory. It's everybody in this house. You don't even need a song. Come on, hit your knees in fear and say, God, I need your help. Lord, I need you to embrace me. Get a hold of my heart, Lord, and pull. Come on, pull on my heartstrings, Jesus. I feel like I'm getting cold, Lord, and losing my desire for church, losing my desire for the house of God. I need you, Lord, more right now than I've ever needed you in my life. Lord, would you put the joy back in my heart? Give me the desire, Lord. Give me the desire. Lord, I want you more than anything, God. I've come this far. I've got to make it. Come on, tell it. I've got to make it, Lord. I know what you've done for me, what you've given me in times past. I know your touch, Lord. I know the victory in singing. Hallelujah, and worshiping you. God sees you sliding little drifty.
God,
Lord, I lead.
Help us to make
it. Come on, tell him I need strip, God.
Help us to be glad as he said. Church.
When we come together with our brothers and our sisters, we come together to come to the house of God, and not be a dread, and not be a problem or a worry, Lord. But God, we have the desire, Jesus is your hope. Jesus is your life. Glory, don't let him loose. Don't go away from him now.
You are my all and my all today, mighty God.
No matter what that devils are doing, no matter how he's pulling on you, no matter how he's trying you, oh, come on, come on, come on, pray, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. No matter the mind battles, the struggles, come on, stay with God, stay with God, stay committed and faithful. You need your church, you need me, I need you. Holy, holy, holy,
I thank you that I have a place to come to worship and to pray.
I feel the Lord in the house. I feel the Lord in the house.
Tell it. For all that you've done for me.
Hallelujah. Shake that by me, Jesus. Feel me, Lord.
Today, O God, I bless and I praise your holy name today, Lord God, because you've been so good to me. You've done so much for me today, Lord God. I can never thank you. I can never praise you enough. I can never begin to repay you today, O God. But God, I want to do that.
Oh, how good.
Lord, I want
how sweet
your pain.
The Lord, to praise God and a call for you.
That I live, mighty God, I want to live it up. Every minute, every second, every hour of every day, Lord, unto you. And mighty God, I truly love and praise you.
Come on, children. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Holy, holy. Tell him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Thank you today, Jesus. Everything.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I reach to you. I reach to you. I reach out for you, Lord.
Come on, Lord.
Come on. I don't want to lose.
You are my
thank you, Lord. I don't want to lose. Jesus. I don't want to lose it. Hallelujah.
Found worthy of entering into your rest. I thank you and I praise you today, mighty God. And I love you, Lord, with all my heart, and all my soul, and all that's within me. I praise and I honor and I worship you, O Lord.
Let the Holy Ghost give you speech. Come on, come on, come on. The Lord is speaking. The Lord's been speaking in his service. Come on, come on, he's been dealing. He's showing you, you. You're looking down deep inside of you. You know who you are. You know where you stand.
God, you know where you are.
Yes, you know. Hallelujah.
Father, in the precious name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Touch us, God.
Holy God, touch your
people. Glory be to the Lamb of God.
Touch and bless my brother.
Glory be.
Touch and bless my sisters, O God.
Hallelujah.
Everyone today, O God. All together, Lord. Help us all together today, O God. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be thy name,
Jesus.
Holy, blessed God.
Glory be to the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, my Jesus. Talk to him, children.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you.
Let your heart bleed for him. Bleed for him.
Holy, holy God. Holy, holy Lord. Help us, God, to have that fire. Amen.